Starting Wednesday, November 2nd, visitors will be allowed back to Santa Rosa Island after a week-long drug smuggling investigation closed a portion of Channel Islands National Park to the public. Federal, state, and local drug agents searched the island by air, land, and sea following the discovery of an abandoned Ponga boat last week along the Gaviota coast and bundles of marijuana that turned up on the island. Law enforcement personnel recovered 44 bundles in total, weighing nearly 3,000 pounds. Yvonne Menard is the spokesperson for the park and says the reopening comes as welcome news.
Santa Rosa is a popular destination location starting in the spring and all the way through to the late fall. So there's trips scheduled this coming Saturday, which will be able to land on the island.
Menard says about 75 campers and day visitors who had planned trips to the island last weekend were affected by the closure. The Park Service, in cooperation with other agencies, will continue to monitor the area for drug smuggling activity. This is not the first time the islands have had problems like this. Menard says previous incidents have been recorded on Santa Rosa, Santa Cruz, and San Miguel Islands. Randall White, KCBX News.